علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide for managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was a letter he wrote to Malik Ashtar, who was chosen as a governor for Egypt. And he had a very powerful managerial position. And Imam Ali alayhi salam gives him some basic principles for choosing the right individuals into his task force. And there he mentions various criteria. Amongst them was one we mentioned previously, that they should be from min ahli al-buyutat al-salihah, that they should be from religious families, from families that are good, known for goodness and religiousness and their adherence to the right path. You should choose from those families. Today we'll discuss another one of those criteria, whereby Imam Ali alayhi salam says wal qadami bil Islam al mutaqaddima, that they should be people who have who are early or have a precedence in becoming Muslims, in getting into the fold of Islam.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions another very important criterion with regards to who to choose in the task force or in the managerial team or in the executive body of the government process. And he says that choose those people who have a precedence in becoming Muslims, or those who entered into the fold of Islam at an earlier stage, or they have a longer period in terms of entering into Islam. So if you know, at that time in Egypt it was only like maybe 40-50 years since Islam was proclaimed, at the time when Imam Ali alayhi salam took the reins, around, you can say, 40 or 50 Hijra, which is now very early stages of Islam. It's not like today that, you know, we have people who are Muslims generations to generations, like hundreds of years, 500 years, even 1,000 years, people Some people are like that, like they have lived, they are the product of generations of Islam. But at that time, no, it wasn't like that. Like Islam had just begun and Imam Ali alayhi salam had taken the leadership. And therefore, there are people, for example, who became Muslims at a very early stage, and there are people who had come at a later stage. At a later stage, we mean people who had no choice, in a way. They didn't have a very, you can say, intellectually based reason for becoming Muslims. But they felt, for example, that they had no choice, or they felt that there was no chance of doing a coup, or they had to, you know, submit to the grandeur of Islam and the power with which it was expanding. So there were people like that, while there were others who were at the very onset, when Islam was at its weakest, when there were very few people, Islam was vulnerable, Muslims were vulnerable, that's when they became Muslims. And that is a sign that these people were more adherent and their decisions were more intellectual, and they had a firm basis behind why they became Muslims. Of course, this is not a general principle. When Imam Ali alayhi salam says that choose those that became Muslims at an earlier stage and they have a history of Islam in them, that doesn't mean that all of them are good, or all those who became Muslims later are bad, or they shouldn't be chosen. No, this is just a general principle that could be used as a criterion when you are choosing someone to have authority.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, as I mentioned, the basic issue behind this is that this person that you want to put into power, and you want him to have this authority, or you want him to execute and handle very, very important and sensitive issues in the government, do you want him to be a person who truly doesn't have those values that you are trying to portray, or those that you're trying to impart into the community? The issue is that they have to have those values really in depth in their hearts. And one of the ways is to find out how they became Muslims, and when they became Muslims, and under what circumstances they became Muslims. If they became Muslims because of fear, or because of force, or because of some political maneuvering, then these do not have the true adherence to take forward the movement that you want to start. But it's because of some political considerations that they have done so. While there are those that have true and real adherence. Now, it is possible that at that time, when Imam Ali alayhi salam was giving Malik Ashtar these commandments and these criteria, it is possible that there were individuals that became Muslims at a later stage, but had that criterion of being adherent and using their really, truly intellectual reasoning for doing something or becoming Muslims. Yes, those could be used. But this is like a quick general principle to show you that, look, if you are stuck sometimes and you don't know, then it is easier for you to choose someone who has got a history in that direction, who has been weather-beaten in this field, and has truly shown his loyalty towards that direction. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to tell us with this phrase. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to truly understand the statements to our capacity of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. And this is our understanding, but Allah is the best of knowers. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه